Welcome back to the Benefits Breakdown, a Total Rewards podcast. I'm Yvonne.
I'm Emily.
Woo! All right. Last episode, we introduced the fact that there's a lot of thinking that needs to happen for open enrollment.
Yes.
And it made us a little nervous.
And I personally do better in the mornings with that.
Yeah. I also queued up. Mm-hmm. The high deductible health plan. So that's going to be new next year.
Yes.
What do we know about it?
This is definitely one where I don't know anything. And like I said in our last episode, like St. Francis really is my first employer that offers benefits. I've just worked in smaller organizations in the past. Yeah. And so, you know, the basics are fine, but once you dive into stuff like this, like truly it's a blank slate. I could stand to be educated. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, buckle up. We're going in. So I'm going to start off with giving you a lot of basically definitions.
Great.
But the most important thing about our plan that stands out from others, if you have come from different employers or you've only worked here, it's really important to know that we are considered a self-insured medical plan.
Okay.
So there's two plan options, self-insured or fully insured. So a fully insured plan, the best example I can give you is like your car insurance.
Okay.
You pay into your car insurance. There's a premium that you pay each month in mm-hmm. order to have it. And then if you're ever in an accident, there's a deductible that you pay and mm-hmm. then the plan covers the rest.
Yes.
So that means that let's say – we're not sponsored, but let's say Progressive. Progressive is your car insurance. Progressive is picking up all of the cost. All you paid for was your deductible and your premiums.
Okay.
They write the check. Self-insured is very similar. However, St. Francis is your quote-unquote Progressive. They're writing the check of the medical plan.
Okay.
They're funding all of it. They are setting aside a bank account and mm-hmm. the medical plan functions out of that. That's considered self-insured. That's saying we, St. Francis, are paying for it. And so in the health insurance world, let's say, for example, Anthem, if we were fully funded, Anthem would be the one that would cover all of the cost. And they would be the ones making decisions on the plan design, what mm-hmm. they're going to cover, what they're not going to cover. And we would strictly be following what Anthem decides. And then we would only be paying into premiums.
Okay.
So with a self-insured plan, we have the opportunity to work with a third-party administrator. That means we fund the medical plan, but we need help when it comes to recycling claims, looking at claims from outside hospitals or outside providers, aside from St. Francis claims. Do you know who our third-party administrator is?
Ameriben.
Very good. Yes, Ameriben. They were new in 2026. They're going to continue to be our partner in 27.
Okay.
And so they help us with that claim processing. That's a very simple, high-level review of that. HDHP is our new plan offering. That is a high deductible health plan. So the key component about an HDHP is you're paying more out of pocket for your plan.
Okay.
So this is more of a high deductible plan. You're going to pay more out of pocket for those services. You're not going to have a copay. You're not going to have a co-insurance like you would a PPO. Like we know today, a PPO stands for Preferred Provider Organization. You are going to pay toward the deductible higher, so you're going to pay more out of pocket, and then the plan will offer coverage in some capacity.
And so a couple questions right off the bat.
Very good.
Just to clarify, what we know today at St. Francis, PPO plan.
Yes.
And so
base, medium, high. Base,
medium, high. We have
all PPO.
We have options, PPO.
Yep.
This year for open enrollment, we're moving toward a high deductible health plan, but do we still have the option to choose a PPO, or is it fully moving to the high deductible health plan? That is our only option.
We're going to have both options.
Okay.
So the three plan options that we know today, base, medium, high, we're only going to have one option. So if you would like to remain under the PPO option, that means for you, you're going to have a copay for your primary visits and your specialty mm-hmm. visits, and you're going to have a co-insurance. And then your other option will be a high deductible health plan option. Okay. That's completely new to the organization. So again, here are the terms that I kind of want to run through.
Sure.
Premiums. We're all familiar with premiums. These are what comes out of your paycheck each time, each paycheck. That'll be the same for next year. You're going to have premiums all 26 pay periods. That is, you pay a portion as an employee. Mm-hmm. The employer, so St. Francis, pays the remaining portion to make up for the full premium price. So if you ever go into COBRA after terminating or retiring, COBRA, you're going to experience the full premium price, and you're going to see how little you pay as an employee.
Yeah.
But that's what you can expect. Okay. Is premiums are going to look different next year.
Okay.
From what we know today. And they typically do change each year. That's industry standard to have a premium change. So that won't be a shocker. Your deductible. That's a biggie.
This is where I start getting twitchy.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
All of this stuff. This is, yeah, this is unfamiliar territory for me. Not unfamiliar. I'm familiar with the words. I get this all very confused on what it means.
So I'm going to break down deductible, copay, and current coinsurance. They're all different, but they kind of coincide together. The easiest one to explain is copay. This means your plan is designed for you to only pay a specific amount each time you visit a specific provider. So for instance, you go to your primary care, mm-hmm. you're going to have a $30 copay depending on the plan to go see your primary doctor. You go to a specialist, you're going to have a $50 copay every single time. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay into that. Easiest term ever. The plan is saying, hey, you have a copay, you're going to pay this. Deductible and coinsurance typically are hand in hand because in order to have coinsurance, sometimes you have to meet your deductible. Think of a deductible kind of like a game. In order for you to be unlocked to the next level where insurance will give you more benefits, you have to meet the deductible mm-hmm. to unlock coinsurance in the way that our plan currently sits today. So you are responsible for paying, let's say, $2,000 of deductible. You know off the bat you're going to pay $2,000 in order to use your plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, and you'll see it in small writing, 30% coinsurance after deductible. That means you paid your $2,000. You mm-hmm. met your deductible. So now you will pay 30% of the cost of wherever you go.
Okay.
And the insurance will pay 70. So then it becomes cheaper.
Yes.
In order for you to fully not pay for anything, you fully unlock the full benefits of your plan is whenever you meet the out-of-pocket max, which is a different deductible, but mm-hmm. it's specifically out-of-pocket, meaning you've paid all the responsibility that you need to pay, so now the insurance will cover the rest.
What's the likelihood of hitting that?
Well, that's going to be the biggest number that you're ever going to pay, mm-hmm. the out-of-pocket max. But there are things that happen where maybe you have unplanned surgeries or maybe an accident.
Mm-hmm.
This could include like you have an ambulance or an airlift. You have massive surgery. You have treatment you have to take care of, like cancer treatment, mm-hmm. infusions. There's a lot of different avenues where people just unplanned expenses may not meet if they go through the out-of-pocket max. And with us being in Cape Girardeau, Southeast Missouri, there are just some services that we do not offer here that may be more expensive elsewhere. So is it possible to meet your out-of-pocket max? Absolutely.
Sure.
Is it something to strive for each year? New.
New.
Meeting your deductible, maybe. At that point, yes, it's mm-hmm. a lot cheaper to have the coinsurance applied versus paying toward your deductible.
Yeah,
how are we feeling?
Better. The breakdown of deductible copay definitely helps because those are two things I tend to get mixed up.
And you're not alone. Very few are very familiar with what's going on with their medical benefits. Mm-hmm. And that's because it's complicated. It's not really made easy. It gives me job security, but it's not easy. All right. So does a high deductible health plan mean that I pay for everything? No. Very similar to the base plan in a way of you're just paying more out of pocket, but the incentive of a high deductible health plan is one, there's two incentives. One, you're paying a lower premium. So each month you're going to see a lower premium that's going to be deducted from your paycheck, knowing that if you do have to use your insurance, you're going to pay full price until you meet that deductible.
Yes.
So you still have medical coverage. Doesn't mean you don't.
Yeah.
You will still have access to your provider network within Anthem, so St. Francis Network, Anthem, and Network. And preventative care still falls under a high deductible health plan.
So yeah.
If you're going to the doctor to receive your preventative care, wonderful. You can still do that within this plan. So the difference is that you may be responsible for more of the cost of non-preventative care up front until you meet that deductible.
Okay.
That's a high deductible health plan. So what is preventative care? Are you familiar with preventative care?
Is preventative care your usual check-ins, like getting blood work and labs and just touching base?
Yeah.
Figuring out, you know, just making sure nothing's really changed.
Yeah, pretty, yep. In summary, absolutely. So it's intended to prevent illness or identify certain health concerns early. Mm-hmm. So if you're not expecting a diagnosis, you might find a diagnosis while seeking preventative care. Mm-hmm. And that's the goal, right? You want to be able to maybe prevent it, or if you have it, then you're able to diagnose it. So under federal preventative care requirements and the terms of the plan, because it could look different, of federal, like under the Affordable Care Act, we as the employer have to follow some of those regulations of what we have to offer within the plan.
Yeah.
And there's also other federal regulations that we have to follow. But with us being a Catholic healthcare system, mm-hmm. one of those ACA, Affordable Care Act requirements, is contraceptive services. We, as a Catholic organization, cannot offer contraceptive services or pay for them, but under federal regulations, they're still free for colleagues. So that is why we have a standalone contraceptive card, so you can still receive that care. But we have a medical plan card where you can receive the rest of your care. So that's why we have the difference. I like to point that out, mm-hmm. of why we're a little unique compared to other organizations. So there is a difference, though. Whenever you go seek preventative care, sometimes it becomes diagnostic care. And there is a difference between preventative versus diagnostic. So I'm going to read you this example.
Okay.
And you tell me how you feel.
Okay.
So you schedule an annual preventative exam. During the visit, you mention ongoing knee pain and your provider orders an X-ray or MRI to determine the cause.
Mm-hmm.
The preventative exam may be covered as preventative care, while the imaging related to your knee problem may be considered diagnostic and processed under the plan's regular cost-sharing rules.
Mm-hmm.
The term cost-sharing means how your plan pays for what and what you pay for the plan. So you're sharing the cost together between yourself and the insurance. That's what cost-sharing is. So although you went to your preventative exam and you were like, hey, by the way, while I'm here, my knee's hurting.
Yeah.
They order an X-ray. That X-ray is no longer preventative. That X-ray is diagnostic, because mm-hmm. they're trying to find the reason for your pain.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's tricky, right? You may have a conversation with your provider and not really think about the fact that they're trying to diagnose an issue that no longer becomes preventative, and you do have to pay for that.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
With this example, I think you're absolutely right. I think you can be in your doctor's appointment, and it is nothing against the doctors. Ultimately, it's how things are billed, but I think you can be having a conversation with your doctor and maybe something occurs and you're very much under the impression in your appointment that this is all, it's routine, it's part of it, you know, we've got to do it, you know.
Yeah.
And then you just wind up getting billed differently. So
that's a
very real situation.
I also want to bring back your traditional PPO, what you've always known.
Mm-hmm.
Feels different because you're paying more in payroll premiums, but you have more predictable cost. So let's say you have our PPO and you do go to your preventative exam, that's covered, of course,
mm-hmm.
but then your MRI, you're going to know exactly what you're going to pay depending on the plan design.
Okay.
So under a high deductible health plan, you're paying the full cost of your MRI versus mm-hmm. the PPO, you will have a separate cost share.
Okay.
Differences there. So you may be asking, Yvonne, why are we doing this? What's the point? How is this? You may be thinking, I'm going to be paying more if I choose the high deductible health plan.
That's so all I've been thinking about.
Yeah. Yeah. So why make the change?
Mm-hmm.
Valid question. And really, because of the HSA relationship that we compare with the high deductible health plan. So of course, we talked about the fact that you're paying more into your plan, but there are a lot of folks out here who use your benefits the exact same way you do. And so if you are like that person, or if you have healthy dependents and healthy family members, and I say healthy because sometimes you can be healthy and still have a diagnosis.
Yeah.
But if majority of the time you're not going to the doctor, a high deductible health plan may fit your needs, but you also have the ability to invest into a health savings account. So it is different from an FSA. An FSA allows you to set aside money. You have a max amount you can put away. So this past year was $3,400. And you can only use that $3,400 for healthcare expenses.
Mm-hmm.
An HSA, you have a bigger max, and you also have a separate max for family members.
Okay.
The FSA, you only have that one max.
Mm-hmm.
So you have more that you can invest into a health savings account. And when I say invest, any monies that you don't use from your HSA, you truly can keep in your HSA. You're not going to lose it.
Okay.
And you can invest those dollars for your future. Mm-hmm. Flexible spending account really just allows you to set aside money, kind of like a Christmas fund. You put fun money away. It doesn't do anything. It just sits there, but then you can start using it for Christmas.
Yeah. Is that still a thing? Is layaway still a thing?
It's been a long time. I've been here for 6 years, so we have not had a HDHP qualifying plan for HSA since I've been here.
Where does the time go?
I know. But I know we've had it in the past. So some of our long-term colleagues, you may be familiar with this and you may be excited for it. And some who are been asking for it, it's happening. So what I want to do next is I'm going to give you a couple of examples.
Okay.
One example of a lower healthcare user, one of a frequent healthcare user. I'm going to read you these examples and hopefully it'll get you thinking of like which person you'd be when you're making that decision. Jordan generally receives an annual preventative exam, has one or two occasional sick visits, does not routinely see specialists, and does not take expensive ongoing medications. For illustration, assume the HDHP costs $75 less per paycheck than the traditional PPO. With 26 paychecks, 75 times 26 is an annual cost of $1,950. Jordan could keep those premium savings available for other needs or contribute some of the difference to an HSA to build funds for future qualified healthcare expenses. For Jordan, the HDHP may be worth a close look, but Jordan should still compare the deductible, out-of-pocket maximum, prescription coverage, and ability to handle an unexpected bill. Any questions on Jordan?
Jordan sounds like me.
Okay.
You know, things that jump out and like you saying this made the light bulb go off for me. So hopefully it does that for others. But the way in which I just understood this is if I'm considering switching to this high deductible plan, because I personally, hopefully this isn't like a HIPAA situation, I personally use the low plan that we offer, the base. And, again, that's strictly just because of my lifestyle and my needs. It is just me. I don't need healthcare frequently.
Yeah.
And so this sounds like something I would be interested in, but I'm almost, and tell me if this is wrong, I'm looking at this as like, I could go and look at what I'm paying per paycheck now for my base plan, compare it to the cost of this, and then because I'm used to paying a certain amount now, mm-hmm. if this was lower, I could just reframe my mindset where I know I'm switching to this lower amount with this high deductible plan, but I've always been used to paying this, so why don't I just take that extra and set it aside in the HSA?
Exactly.
And so then it's just going to continue to build and it's not really hindering me in any way because I've just gotten used to paying that amount anyway for insurance.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That does seem like an incentive.
Yeah. Okay. So meet Taylor.
Okay.
She sees a specialist regularly, attends physical therapy, has reoccurring lab work, and takes ongoing prescriptions. Taylor may immediately assume the traditional PPO must be less expensive. But the only way to know is to compare total annual costs. Suppose the PPO costs $2,000 more in annual premiums. If the PPO reduces Taylor's expected out-of-pocket healthcare spending by only $1,200, the HDHP could still be less expensive overall. If the PPO reduces Taylor's expected spending by $3,000, paying the additional $2,000 in premiums could make more financial sense. Important lesson in this one. I use a lot of healthcare, so PPO, and I am healthy, so HDHP are shortcuts, not guarantees.
I think, you know, in the instance of Taylor, where you are someone who you are seeking more routine, frequent healthcare visits and appointments, I think ultimately it's nice that those individuals do have the choice of what makes sense for them between the PPO or the high deductible plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And that it goes back to the first episode where I'm like, really think about your healthcare costs. Mm-hmm. Because now applying the option of having a high deductible health plan, you can certainly plan ahead.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, you could probably put this into an AI function of like, here's what my cost is. This is how frequently I go. How could I use my high deductible health plan to my advantage, or should I go PPO? And I'll tell you.
But be sure it's Copilot.
Right.
Yeah, we don't use AI here. It's Copilot only. Copilot only.
Again, lots to think about. Mm-hmm. Lots to look at. Don't worry. We're going to walk you through it all. But at the end of the day, could a HDHP save you money? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Could it not? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Again, it's very specific to your needs, your family needs. A lot of you guys have families, dependents, buku dependents, mm-hmm. one dependent, spouses. And so you're also anticipating and trying to plan for their costs. So keep that in mind. So this is 8 different ways that you can compare the 2 options.
Okay.
So 1, calculate the annual premium for each plan, not just the per paycheck amount, but annually. What does it look like for you? Compare the individual and family deductibles and understand how they work. This is an example of how you can use Health Advocate. If you're like, hey, I'm trying to understand what the deductibles work for individual versus family, how mm-hmm. does my plan work? Call Health Advocate. They'll walk you through the entire thing. Compare copays and coinsurance for the services you're most likely to use. Compare the individual and family out-of-pocket maximums. Review prescription coverage, including how the deductible may apply to medications. Consider any employer HSA contribution and how much you may choose to contribute yourself, which is upcoming in the next episode. Our HSA. 7, estimate known healthcare needs for the year ahead while remembering that unexpected care can happen. 8, consider your cash flow and comfort with a larger upfront expense. Key terms we talked about today, PPO, HDHP, HSA, TPA, out-of-pocket premiums, or out-of-pocket max, sorry, and coinsurance copays. There are a lot of terms that we threw at you. Yeah. And if you made it to the end, you're a trooper, because this was a lot of information.
Yeah. I kind of want to get little flashcard rings made of the definitions, like a little laminated ring or something.
Yeah. So, any questions that you have?
Oh, you know, in hearing all of this, and I think once our colleagues hear this information too about any kind of change, that's probably going to spark a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Where they're wanting answers right away. What other avenues can our colleagues use to get answers to a lot of these questions that are going to be coming in?
Yeah.
And like the 8 things you listed, you know, reviewing your plans, thinking about your costs. Where else can we direct colleagues? And again, that's not to say that you and Kate are unwilling to help, but I know just because of sitting beside you in an office, you tend to get a queue around this time and you just start working through the queue. Mm-hmm. So this person called, I'm calling them, then this person. And so, you know, quicker ways, where can our colleagues go to get some of these questions addressed?
Yeah.
If you and Kate are unable to have a sit down one-on-one, or if you're unable to call them back even the same day.
Yeah. Very first resource, Health Advocate, which again, it's a little scary thinking about having to call in, but
calling a stranger,
they truly are there for free to help you through this. Mm-hmm. So even if you just want to call them right now and say, hey, this is how I used my plan last year. Did I use my plan as is the best way today? Mm-hmm. They can walk you through that. And then once they have the information available, because they also need to know the premiums and the deductibles and the plan design that we have in place, once they know, you can call them and ask them those questions as well. And I think it's also a little better too for like anonymous purpose. Like you're never going to talk to that person again.
Yeah.
So you can be real about what's going on and they're not going to talk to you. Well, they might call you back if you ask them to, but, but that's the best solution. And then I will say too, we are going to send out a series of videos and informationals for you to review. So there's going to be a video, a short video of what we just talked about today. Mm-hmm. There's going to be videos that are more in detail. There's going to be articles that we're going to send out. So there's going to be a plethora of information that we're going to hand out for that sole purpose.
Yeah.
I know you guys are going to have a ton of questions and that's fair. I want you to have questions because this is a big change. So we're going to do our best to send out each information.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're sending out weekly emails to all colleagues. This email, you're going to see the same taglines everywhere. You're going to know and anticipate it. In our Total Rewards app, we're also going to send out the same materials. In those emails, we're going to put in educational resources for you. So be on the lookout for those emails so you can know what's upcoming. And you can start educating yourselves as well on what that looks like. But you can still call HR for questions.
Yes.
Whether or not we're going to be very quick in our responses may vary depending on how many people call. Mm-hmm. But Health Advocate would be the main resource that I would point to.
Okay. I think I'm going to try and be brave and call Health Advocate.
Okay. So key takeaways. We're a self-insured plan.
Yes.
AmeriBen's our TPA. Anthem is our network of providers. We currently have 3 PPO plan options. And we're going to move into 1 PPO plan option and 1 high deductible health plan option for 27. So things that you can be considering, try planning ahead. Mm-hmm. Try thinking about how you use your benefits. And then once our information comes out of what premium costs are, what the plan design looks like, start looking at that from an annual perspective. How much am I going to spend annually in premiums? How could I use an HSA? And what is going to be the best fit for me and my family. And alongside that, a lot of you guys may have spouses who are also preparing for open enrollment and they may have their materials. Great time to compare what they are offering and seeing if they have fits that benefit your family. So a lot of preparation, a lot of things to consider, but there's assistance through Health Advocate if you need them. Again, we're going to bring this back around. This is not going to be the only high deductible health plan conversation we're going to have. This is just the beginning. Our next episode, though, I want to go more in detail about our HSA and FSA options. I gave you a little bit of a hint of what that looks like now, especially with the high deductible health plan, but I want to go more into further detail of what that looks like. So thanks for joining.